Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this crazy mum and dad try and force their daughter to get a fake COVID vaccine from an illegal doctor. Entitled parents want me to fake my vaccination card. I am an 18-year-old woman, and I still live with my parents, who are anti-vaxxers, and since the pandemic, also COVIDiots. In my country, they are called Quadenka. My mum is especially against all COVID restrictions. She doesn't believe that COVID is dangerous, and she thinks that the government only wants to control and kill us. She said repeatedly that we're living in a dictatorship and that the vaccine is going to kill us all. Also, since the pandemic, she's started on various protests and is heavily active in conspiracy groups on Telegram, Facebook, etc. What a woman. Now, my father isn't as extreme as her, but he also believes that the vaccine is going to harm us because there hasn't been enough research yet. In my country, I have to be tested nearly every day in school in order to avoid infections and online school. So does my brother, who is an 18-year-old. My father also has to be tested every day at his workplace. And if anyone is COVID positive, all of us will have to quarantine for 2 weeks. If you're working, you don't get paid during this period of time. This could be avoided if you get the vaccine. We wouldn't have to be tested regularly, and we wouldn't be quarantined if anyone in our class or family member has COVID. That's the initial situation of my story. The father of my best friend is a doctor and also an anti-vaxxer. He is allowed to vaccinate patients, but he just uses it as an excuse to fake vaccinate himself and his family. That's his daughter, son, and wife. My family is really close to his. I've been friends with his daughter since elementary school, and we live in the same neighborhood. He knows that my parents are also anti-vaxxers, and he made an offer to my mother approximately 2 months ago. He would also fake vaccinate us, my parents, my brother, and me. Oh my God, you're telling me a doctor is giving out fake vaccines? What is going on? Now, my mother has been afraid that I'm going to get vaccinated because I don't believe in all this BS about the government and COVID. I think COVID is dangerous and deadly. She knows my opinion and is deeply afraid that I will get killed because of the vaccine as soon as I turn 18. Guess what? 1 week after my birthday, I got vaccinated without them knowing. 2 months ago, she told me about the doctor's offer, and I clearly declined. Back then, I was still 17. It is a crime. In bad cases, you have to go to jail for 5 years, and I don't want to infect innocent people because I'm not really vaccinated. I said all of this to her, and at first, she tried to make me feel guilty. She wouldn't be afraid anymore that I got vaccinated, she's done so much for us, etc., but I still declined. She hasn't brought it up since then. 1 week ago, my parents wanted to talk to me and my brother in private. They shut down the internet and brought our mobiles into a different room. I immediately knew what they wanted from us. Apparently, my mother told my father about the doctor's offer because he has enormous pressure at his workplace, getting tested every day, the risk of being positive and quarantining for 2 weeks without payments. My father told us about his problems at work and said that it would be disastrous for us, me and my brother, if he tested positive, because both of us are going to be graduating this year, and missing 2 weeks of school is really bad. I just thought he was going to tell us about the offer and leave the decision up to us, but I thought wrong. He and my mother decided that either the whole family is going to get fake vaccinated or nobody is. I understand that my father is under enormous pressure, and I wouldn't say anything if he does accept the offer, but he said he won't do it if any of us decide against it. The problem is that he really wants to do it. I said again that I won't accept that offer, but I also won't stop them. Now, the fun begins. He started to blame me because now he wouldn't be able to do it. He said that we will do it as family, but is angry that I'm against it. He's decided that. He can also decide to just do it with my brother. I didn't agree with his decision in the first place. At that moment, he's shouting at me, trying to guilt trap me. I just wanted to go and said I was going to think about it. 4 days ago, that's 3 days after the first conversation, I told my mother that I still won't do it. During dinner, my father brought the topic up again. I still declined and told them they can do it without me. He didn't accept my answer. He started shouting again and also insulted me. How dumb I am, how stubborn, and that I think I'm so much better than them. He said he was disappointed in me because he thought that I was smarter than that, etc. That hurt me. I don't think I'm dumb. I'm one of the best of my class, and I'm currently doing the German version of A-levels. And I absolutely don't think I'm something better than my parents. I just don't agree with them. After that, he started to have some kind of breakdown, I think. He started crying and saying that he was worried that he wouldn't be able to provide for us anymore if he gets quarantined, because he won't get paid during this period of time. He admitted that he is putting enormous pressure on me, but he doesn't care. You have to know that I quickly have a remorse for the simplest things. Just when I think about hurting the feelings of others, especially my family members, and making them feel anxious, bad, etc., my conscience intervenes. Now my father is telling me that I could take away his and my mother's fear if I do what they want me to do, but I still refused. This caused a major feeling of guilt and remorse in me. Since he started insulting me, I hadn't said anything, and his reproach made me feel so bad. I nearly started crying. After that, I got up, went to my room, and cried. My feelings were so mixed up. I've got a strong sense of justice, but I felt so guilty and also so betrayed. As soon as I won't dance after the tune of my parents, they start to insult and guilt trap me. Needless to say, I didn't sleep well that night. Since then, my mother hasn't brought this topic up again, but my father won't speak to me. He's ignoring me, giving me the silent treatment. But I have to admit that I don't really care anymore. I don't know what he's gonna do, and I also don't understand why I've gotta be a part of all this. It's my decision. He can decide differently if he wants to. But I know that if I give in, they'll use this method every time I say no to something. This is the first time that I do something against the will of my parents, and my behavior in this situation will determine how they treat me and my decisions in future. Just to clarify, my parents don't know that I am already vaccinated, but my friend told me her father, that's the doctor, would cover up for me and wouldn't tell my parents anything. First of all, OP, fair play to you for getting your actual vaccine and not listening to your, honestly, pretty dumb parents. Look, I get it. Some people don't want to get the vaccine. Fine, it's not ideal, obviously, but it's their choice. But whatever you do, don't get a fake vaccine and put everyone else in danger from a doctor who, for some reason, is willing to risk prison time? What is going on there? Seriously, if the dad feels so much pressure to get vaccinated, I have an amazing solution for him. Just get the vaccine, bro. It's not that hard. You absolute freak. And now moving on to our second story. Karen thinks she owns the sidewalk because she didn't train her dogs. I used to have a leash trained cat named Eva, who loved going on walks. I would take her to this nice little trail that looped around a pond, but only had street parking. So I would have to park my car a little up the street and walk maybe 60 feet on the sidewalk to reach the beginning of the path. I was leaving the path and we were on the sidewalk heading back to my car when this happened. When we turned off the path to the sidewalk, I spot an entitled lady walking two golden retrievers heading towards us. Since Eva didn't give a dang about being around well-behaved dogs, we continued walking in her direction to my car. We were about 80 feet away when the dogs notice Eva and they start going nuts. They were barking, pulling at their leashes, and trying to lunge forward to get at her. The entitled lady wasn't doing anything to try and control the dogs. She didn't try moving them off to the side, shortening their leash, telling them to stop, anything. Instead, she let them pull her towards us and even started doing a little trot to let them run at us. I have Eva heel and stay near my feet so I can pick her up just in case. They get closer and she's still not doing a dang thing to hinder them. So I move off the sidewalk and into the streets. She then began letting them off the sidewalk to angle towards us. At that point, they're almost on us, so I scoop up Eva. Only then, when they're snarling and lunging at me, does the entitled lady try and control them and hold them back. I was trying to get the frick out of there when the shrill harpy decided to open her gaping maw and yell, "Leave! You can't be here!" "What the heck did you just say? You can't have your cat here!" I was already walking away from her, but then the lady turned around and let the dogs follow after me to continue trying to attack us. This was all yelled at my back as I tried to get Eva to the safety of my car. But this is public property. No, this is where I walk my dogs. And this is where I walk my cats. I have my cat in the car at this point, and I'm yelling this through a cracked window while her dogs are jumping at the side of my car, still trying to attack us.
Illegally, you can't have her here.
What the heck are you talking about?
Your cats hurt dogs. You can't be here. Don't come back.
The rest of our exchange was her trying to say that it was illegal for me to walk Eva there because it excited dogs, and she'd walked her dogs there for years, and she lived nearby, so it was her sidewalk. By saying my cats hurt dogs, she was referring to the strain the collar put on their necks when she was holding them back from attacking us. She said she would call the cops on me for walking my cat, and I told her to go ahead and call them so I could report her dogs for being aggressive. That stopped her for a second, but as I was driving, she was screaming threats at me about bringing my cat back. Not gonna lie, I'm petty. For the rest of my time living in that crummy town, whenever I passed her walking her dogs, I'd slow my car down, honk my horn, and set the dogs off, and then flip her off and set her off. It always gave me a smile to see her getting yanked around by her goldens while screaming at the top of her lungs. Yeah, probably some of the dumbest logic I've ever heard there. My dogs are attacking your cat, pulling on their lead, and therefore your cat's hurting my dog. I mean, make it make sense. What is that? Seriously, go back to school, get an education, you clown. I don't even know too much about dogs, but I thought that golden retrievers are some of the easiest dogs to train. I guess that just shows that this Karen is negligent, doesn't really care, thinks everyone else should pander to her. Just go away.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And now for our final story of today's episode. Mum invites herself to my graduation. Grandfather's girlfriend tells me to uninvite her. This will be a pretty mild story, but I'm still mad about it, so now I'm making it the internet's problem and amusement. For some backstory, a few years back, my house had gotten foreclosed on because of my parents' questionable financial decisions. I was too young at the time to fully understand the situation, but I can tell you that my mother rarely decided to have a job. So, after the foreclosure, my older sister, who's 9 years older than me, was gracious enough to let me, my mother, my father, and my brother move into her basement rent-free, on the condition that my mother get a job and we get an apartment or find somewhere else within 6 months. If I recall correctly, Mum stayed 6 months, my father and I stayed 8 months, and my brother is still there, but now pays rent. Why did my mother stay 6 and my father and I stay 8? Well, because at some point, my mother decided that was the best time to separate from my father. She came into the basement, gathered me, my father, and my brother, and announced that she was leaving. Because your father is worthless, a lost cause, and also OP, your brother is useless and lazy. This coming from the woman who sat at home and cross-stitched all day, never helping her children with school, driving, or getting jobs. And yet, off she went to go and live with her co-worker. So, within the next few months, my father scrounged up a bit of money by taking extra runs at work as a truck driver and getting help from his father, and the two of us moved to another state in an apartment close to his father. I went back to school and honestly did better there in that 1 year and a half than I'd ever done with my old school. Why? Because my grandfather's girlfriend had talked to a friend of hers and talked her into tutoring me. For one thing, I have undiagnosed ADHD, and because of this, I have a huge difficulty focusing and retaining information. But I did it. I graduated a year and a half late, but I did it. Now, I had to make a decision. Did I want to invite my mother to the graduation? Did I want her to be there for this milestone of my life that she not only didn't help with, but almost stopped me from reaching because of her unwillingness to be a parent? Well, fortunately for me, I didn't have to make the decision. She decided that she was invited without asking, by asking me what day the graduation was, so she could schedule her vacation days. Without answering her, I went right to my father and asked what he thought. How did he feel about her coming? Was he going to be okay with her staying for a few days? He was pretty emotionally messed up after she decided to abandon us the way she did. But he insisted it was fine and tried to make sure that I was okay with it. Now, I didn't really have enough of a backbone to tell her how I really felt, so I just told her the day I was graduating and kind of left it at that. I was pretty annoyed that she felt entitled to come to my graduation, but I didn't want to fight about it. While at my tutor's house with my grandfather to work on some stuff, graduation comes up, and I tell them that, yeah, my mother is coming. They both have some feelings about it because they know the history, but ultimately it's my decision and they leave it alone. However, then my grandfather told his girlfriend when he went back to his house to pick up some tools. So, his girlfriend then calls me and decides to give me her two cents. Mind you, I have known this woman for less than a year, and in that period of time, she's asserted herself to be a strong-willed woman who absolutely does not approve of my lifestyle and has tried to change several things about me. Her two cents are essentially, your mother is coming? Why? What does your father think? No, really, what does your father think? Are you sure? What do you think? What does he think? I think you should uninvite her, for his sake. You need to uninvite her. I'm still pretty spineless, but I managed to stand my ground enough to tell her that my graduation is my event, and I decide who's coming. I explain that I've already talked to my father, and he's expressed that he's fine. However, just to be sure, when my father came home from work, he and I talked about it again, and he assured me that it was fine. Eventually, when the topic of a celebratory dinner was brought up, it was decided that rather than have everyone attend one, my grandfather was going to bring me to one with me, him, his girlfriend, my father, and my tutor, whom I'd invited, and my father was going to host another with me, my mother, my sister, and her 4-month-old. It was annoying me that these 50-plus-year-olds were acting like the 4-month-old, but two dinners was enough to shut me up. The graduation ceremony and the dinners went without hitch for the most part, aside from my grandfather's girlfriend whispering to me that she wants to punch my mother while hugging me. That was very cool. So, not a terribly eventful or horrible story. Fortunately, no screaming Karens, but I hope it was a relatable enough story to be enjoyable. A few too many entitled people involved in this story for my liking. I thought it was bad enough at first with just your mother acting like an absolute cow, but then your grandfather's girlfriend, who's known you less than a year, gets involved. Wow, keep out of it. It's my graduation. F off? I mean, seriously, any normal family would say, yeah, it's your event, invite who you want, we'll do what you say. But no, not this family, not these two women. They've got to get their nose involved and do what they want. Brilliant scenes. Stop. Please. Get some help.
Stop it. Get some help.
Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/EntitledParents. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did, and you want to see some more from me, but slightly different, check out this video on screen. It's a really interesting one. What I did is I paid 6 creative writers on Fiverr to write a fake entitled parent story and see if we could fool the internet into believing it really happened. Check it out. I'm proud of it. It's a very good video. Watch it now or die.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.